Hey everyone, it's Bea, and you're listening to another episode of the In Your Feelings podcast. So, for those of you who are new here, In Your Feelings is a podcast I created with Thought Catalog that dives into the very real and very messy aspects of life that we are all navigating. And I create these episodes just to have honest conversations about things like relationships and moving on and worthiness, you know, those things that can feel really disheartening and confusing, in the hopes that within these 30 minutes or so, you feel less alone in what you're feeling, and you're reminded that you aren't the only person who is dealing with certain things in life. And with that being said, today I want to talk about closure, or lack thereof, when it comes to healing our hearts and moving forward from a relationship. It can be really difficult to let go and to move on when we feel like there is no reasoning behind a loss, or we can't seem to understand why a loss had to occur in our lives, or we didn't get the chance to express ourselves or express how someone made us feel. It can make you feel like you've been left out in the dark. It can make you question yourself. It can really warp your brain when your heart is broken and you just don't understand why. When you care about someone and you envision so many beautiful things with them, when you connect with them and feel something deep and meaningful with another human being and you're asked to set that down, when that choice is made for you, when you feel like you were blindsided or like someone gave up on something so special or anything along those lines, closure feels, for lack of a better word, enticing. It's what we seek. Closure feels like a golden ticket towards healing, and I think a lot of healing human beings cling to the concept because closure has been built up in our society as this resolution, this final ending, this thing we need in order to move forward, in order to close the chapter. It adds meaning to something that is otherwise really confusing and really hurtful. But at the end of the day, life is extremely real and not perfect. Sometimes endings aren't beautifully packaged. And sometimes we don't get the understanding we need. Sometimes a chapter ends in the middle of a sentence, in the middle of a page, far before we are ready for it to do so. Far before we are expecting for it to come to a halt. And you don't have to be ashamed for being hurt or confused or overwhelmed by that. If you had to lay down your love for someone, and you never received closure within that loss, that is hard, because loss is hard. I say it all the time. Breakups are so, so hard. And when you care deeply, when you really crash your heart into the people who come into your life, when you respect someone and you strive to be honest and open with them, when you cultivate something that you thought was meaningful and pointed and real, and then it just ends, or it stops fulfilling its potential, or you watch it fade into nothing at the hands of someone else, that is unbelievably difficult. At the end of the day, breakups hurt us because we strive to love others. Breakups are hard because we suddenly have to navigate life without someone we saw something really, really special within. Breakups consume your mind. They live in your chest. They hang heavy in your bones, and you learn how to grow through that pain. You learn how to heal yourself. And those are breakups where you might have understood why things had to end. You might have been given an extremely honest conversation. You might have felt that you were both growing in different directions. You might deep down comprehend why you had to walk away from one another. And that doesn't discount the hurt or make it any less hard. But that resolution, that understanding, helps for you to focus on moving forward. There are no questions. There is no resentment. There is no holding onto anything but the memories and the beauty someone added into your life. You are not making it wrong. There is no holding onto anything other than the knowledge that you tried for something and that you and another human being just simply did not beat the odds. And when we don't receive that closure, when we don't understand why something had to end, why the chapter was cut short, it can be extremely difficult to let go because it adds another layer of hurt to an already really tough process. Not only are you dealing with the loss of someone you thought would be in your life for a long time, not only do you have to set down all of your hope, all of your jokes, all of your plans, all of the ideas you had for the future, not only that, but now you have to do all of that without understanding why. Without really knowing why your heart had to break this way. Without really knowing why someone walked away or couldn't respect you enough to just be honest with you. A lack of closure adds an even more heaviness to an already heavy experience. And so I don't want you to feel like you just have to get over it or that you're taking too long to overcome the loss of a relationship or person that clearly didn't honor your heart or aim to protect it. It is okay to be finding this difficult right now. Be gentle with yourself. And you know, when someone is honest with you, or when you truly, truly understand why something had to end, you have a reasoning. And human beings need reason in a lot. We need resolution. We need clean endings. When we don't receive those, we can burrow into our minds. We can convince ourselves that we could have been more or done more. We can drive ourselves into the ground just thinking about the what ifs. And we can start to dismantle everything the relationship was. We can think, when did this person stop loving me the way that I loved them? When did that shift occur? Have they been honest with me this whole time, or were they just waiting for the moment to leave? Did I actually make them happy? Were they ever really in love with me? Did they ever expect to stay, or was I just giving them attention? Was I just a safe place? Were they respecting me? We think, what could I have done to make them stay? What could I have done to make them believe in the hope and the potential I so ruthlessly believed in? We think, why wasn't I good enough? We can numb ourselves with these questions. We can exhaust ourselves emotionally just trying to dissect and find reason in a loss. We as human beings seek the why. We crave the why. But here is what I really need you to connect with. The why doesn't change anything. The why, the resolution, the extreme honesty, the apology, the admittance of guilt, them reaching out or staying in your life, or anything that you think will act as a balm to the wound, it won't change the fact that you're hurting right now, that your heart is tender, that you have to let this go, and that you have to lay the love down. The why isn't going to make this easier. The why isn't going to make a breakup hurt less. Closure isn't actually serving you. Closure is a way that we hold on when we don't want to let go. Closure is a way we say, if I just got this, I'll be okay. I'll feel better. It's the ultimate, ultimate thing we strive for, but when we do get it, if we ever do, it never makes things easier, does it? It doesn't patch our hearts back together immediately. We still have to heal from the loss. We still have to hold all of the memory and all of the potential and all of the work inside of ourselves. We still have to learn how to carry all of that weight. And closure doesn't change that. It might add reasoning to the healing, but it won't heal you. And I think that's what we think it will do. That we'll hear the words. That someone will explain that they fell out of love. That someone will admit to not wanting to nurture our hearts anymore. That someone will admit the horrible, hurtful things we imagine in our heads, and we will just feel better, but it won't make anything better. It won't dissolve the hurt. Things will just hurt differently. And so when we grip to closure, when we wait for it, when we make our healing contingent on what someone else is providing for us, we put our healing into their hands. In that way, we never let go until they allow us to. We never let go until they give us permission to let go. And that time will often never come. Because letting go doesn't happen when we have reasoning. Letting go happens when we come to terms with the fact that someone wasn't our person. That a relationship wasn't our forever. That we have to move forward and go into the world and find those who want to love us and care for us because we deserve it. And isn't that something we can give to ourselves? If someone didn't respect you enough to express why they had to leave your life, if someone fell out of love and that blindsided you, if someone cannot be the person that holds your heart, if someone has decided that they do not want to care for you anymore, that they cannot give you what you deserve and what you crave, that they cannot hold all that you are, that they cannot just be your person anymore. If someone in their heart feels that, does it matter why? And I know how difficult it is to come to terms with that. It isn't easy to reframe closure in this way, to turn it into something that we give ourselves. But if someone has decided that they cannot love you anymore, you have to let them go. And yes, we all deserve to be respected. We all deserve to have someone communicate with us and be honest with us, especially when we gave them so much of our hearts. Lack of closure can hurt because we wonder why we weren't worthy enough of that closure. Why someone just couldn't hold us in that moment. Why they had to cower or run away from the emotion. And I think in this way, we have to learn how to forgive. I think that is one of the biggest lessons here when it comes to lack of closure. We have to forgive people for not being able to love us or leave us the way we deserved to be loved and left. We have to forgive someone for maybe not knowing what they wanted, for maybe not being at a point in their own healing or their own emotion to be honest and open. That is on them. We have to forgive the people we have lost for leaving the way they left. And sometimes those people don't even know why they left. Sometimes there is no reason. Sometimes love just doesn't win. Sometimes the chapter doesn't end in a beautiful conclusion or in a pointed way where someone can express and emote what they were going through and feeling. Sometimes people just walk away. Sometimes things just dissolve. Sometimes there is no perfect finale. The credits just roll. And that is heartbreaking. And that is harrowing. And that cuts deeper than anything most of us will ever feel. But that lack of closure is closure within itself. And we have to forgive this situation. Because when we forgive, we say, I may not understand why this had to happen the way it did, but I do understand that it happened and that this really hurts and that I may never comprehend. But that lack of understanding, it cannot and will not keep me here in this hurt. It will not keep me here in this feeling, in resentment, in pain. I cannot live in pain at the hands of others when I can choose to let that pain go. I cannot keep this ache alive inside of me. I have to feel it, acknowledge it, and let it go. I have to give myself my own understanding. I have to move forward. I have to give myself permission to allow the chapter to go unmended, to allow the loose ends to stay loose, to not grip at needing a perfect conclusion, but rather to rewrite my healing and my story in a way that allows for me to go out into the world and find what I truly deserve, to find what was actually for me. And that isn't simple. And it's not a beautiful, sunny, faultless approach. It will hurt. It will always hurt. It hurts to think that we were discarded. But no amount of closure will help with that. Instead, we have to gift ourselves the closure we so deeply desire. We have to take responsibility for our feelings and understand that we cannot wait for someone to give us our healing. We have to heal ourselves. We have to move forward, no matter how badly we think we were treated, no matter how difficult and how dark it feels, we have to move forward. And we have to remind ourselves that we have the capacity to heal ourselves. We have to stop thinking that we will only move forward from a situation if this or that happens. We have to stop giving away our power. We hold our own power. We hold our own hearts and we hold our own healing. We have to let the people who do not want to be in our lives go. We have to stand within the voids and the spaces they left, and we have to rebuild there. no matter what. That is how we start to mend our hearts. We give that to ourselves. No one else is going to do it for us. No one else is capable. If you are waiting for closure to move on, if you are wondering and hoping that you will just get an answer, I hope you give yourself your answer. I hope you give yourself permission to let something end in the middle of the chapter. Because no closure is closure. A half ending is still an ending, as hard as that is to grapple with, as hard as that is to hear. Someone not being able to choose you anymore just means that they were not your person. And you can add meaning to that. You can dress it up or dress it down. You can seek to understand why. But that does not change the fact that they are not your person. That they could not love you. And you deserve to be loved the way you love others. Let's not forget that. You deserve someone who nurtures your heart. You deserve someone who wants to hold you for 20 minutes straight on a bad day, and someone who makes you breakfast in bed and laughs at all of your silly jokes. You deserve someone who respects you enough to be honest with you. You deserve someone who communicates, who nurtures your soul, who does not run from the love you have to give. You deserve that. You deserve to find it in this world because it exists. Please don't ever forget that that kind of genuine love exists, and you can start working towards opening your heart to it today. Not tomorrow, and not when you get an explanation or a why or a resolution, but now. Because you are so, so strong, and while it may not make sense, it is within these moments that you truly can connect with just how strong you are. With just how deeply you can stand up for yourself and your heart and your capacity to be your own home, your capacity to heal in even the most unfair or dark circumstances. Choose your own healing. Take ownership of it. Take it back. Know that it is a gift you can give yourself, and let everything else fall away. You don't need it. You just need yourself. You just need to stand up for that beautiful heart of yours. You deserve that kind of peace right now. You deserve to heal. Okay, clearly I'm going off on a tangent. I can speak to this so much, but I hope those words helped. And I want to reiterate this one more time. This is hard. This is so, so hard. Human beings want to reconcile everything. We are meaning-making machines. When we care deeply, we feel deeply, and it is hard to lay our love down. But just know that you are strong enough to move forward. You are strong enough to give yourself the closure you seek from others. Don't stay stuck in this concept of closure. Don't let it keep you rooted in your past or rooted in this pain. Give yourself permission to heal. Feel your feelings. Let it hurt. Learn your lessons and let it go. Find that peace. Find that strength. It exists within you, and it always has. I truly believe that. Okay, I can't wait to talk to all of you next week, but until then, be kind to yourselves. Be gentle with your hearts. You are human, and you are trying your best. Stay safe out there.